welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to the Divine Feminine CEO. I am so excited about today's episode. And if you listened last week, you'll know why. Because I'm officially back from my sabbatical. I took about a 6 month long sabbatical this year to heal from losing my third daughter back in November and to dream about what I wanted to do next for work, because what came up for me in moving through this healing time was that I could no longer bring my deepest gifts and wisdom from my life experience into my work, because more and more, my work has become more soul level for me. And in working with my clients over the years, I've noticed that it's our initiations, and in particular, our motherhood initiation for those of us that are mamas, that shapes us in some of the deepest and most profound ways. And that there are things that change in all of us with each pregnancy, with each child that is born, and we never go back to who we are before. And as a society, we don't do a great job of supporting women through this transition. I mean, to be honest, we don't even really recognize it. Now, in eons past, this wouldn't have been the case. When mothers became pregnant and then became mothers, their role in the village would change. The way that they were supported by other women, by their families, would change. And they would be initiated into leadership roles and power. Now, we live in a society now that doesn't really venerate our elders. We're kind of obsessed with youth. So it makes sense that this has happened, that we've kind of moved away from the celebration and the veneration of our wisdom keepers, of the mothers who become newly wise when they birth their children. So, as I introduced last week, I have recently launched a new fun quiz. It's called the Mother Change Quiz. And if you haven't taken it yet, pause and take it now. And you can take it at motherchangequiz.com. And what this quiz is designed to do is help you uncover the ways in which you changed from your pregnancy and your motherhood. Now, you might be thinking, well, Rachel, like, I already know how I changed, but do you really? Do you really? And so I'll challenge you to go and take the quiz. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you a little bit about kind of where the Mother Change Quiz and the Mother Change System came from, why I created it, and then I'm going to tell you about the four different mother change types. Now, I'm going to do a separate podcast episode on each of the types. So once you know which you are, you can go and listen to that. They'll come out over the next couple of months. But today I'm going to give you an overview, because these types, they're like archetypes. And if you don't know what an archetype is, it's kind of like a paradigm. It's an energetic paradigm. It's basically a flavor of energy, a larger than life energy that exists in the world, not necessarily in a spiritual way, but it's almost like if you think about a stereotype, that's kind of like an archetype, but not so narrowly minded. But the thing about an archetype is that they have characteristics that are pretty predictable about them. So let me tell you where the quiz came from, and then we'll go into the specific archetypes, and this will make a little bit more sense, because this goes a lot deeper than your average, like, you know, what type of mother quiz are you? Like, this is soul level stuff, and that's why it's so powerful. So let me tell you why I created this. And last week I talked a little bit about my impetus and my journey for pivoting the business, because when I started the Uncorporate in early 2020, I was helping men and women start businesses. And I wanted to help them do it without burning out. And that's what I did. And it was wonderful. But then when I got pregnant with my daughter, Rebecca, last August, about a year ago now, I don't even have words. There was so much that awoke in me. And she was my third pregnancy, my fourth baby that I've carried. And so I've been changed in this way quite a few times now. And when I started to go back and look at the clients that I was working with, what I realized is that probably 70% of the people who were just naturally attracted to work with me were mothers of a particular type. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But they were moms who were smart, successful. They probably had a really great corporate career. And before they had kids, they loved it. They dominated that world and it was a good fit for them. And then they became pregnant and they had their kids. And at some point they went back to work and it was like, full stop. What is happening here? I don't like my job. What was fine before is now soul sucking. I hear the word soul sucking a lot from women that I work with. And the longer they stayed in their jobs, they started to have health issues. They started to get depressed. And at some point, they were like, I have to make a change. I need to do something different because something has changed in me since becoming a mother. And what used to matter to me doesn't matter anymore. Now, the moms that I'm describing right now are the Phoenix mothers, and I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Now, not everyone I work with is a Phoenix mother, and you have a primary mother change type as well as a secondary type. So even if you don't come out as a Phoenix primary, but some of this resonates with you, you might have a Phoenix secondary type. But what I started to realize was that in order for me to help women start businesses that were truly fulfilling for them and that they would actually enjoy running, we had to take their journey way farther back. Like, we couldn't just start with, okay, so you've come to me today, now let's start your business. We really had to go back into, well, who are you now? And what's changed that's calling you towards something new? And what I started to realize is that 80% of these changes happened with their mother change, with their mother initiation. There was something that was happening to these women that was profoundly changing them when they either became pregnant or became moms. And I make a distinction because one of the mother change types is the shadow mother. And I know this type very well. I was first a shadow mother before I became a Phoenix. And these are the moms who lose a pregnancy. And I'll tell you about them in a moment, but they're really special. And something happens to those mothers on the other side. And I've seen these patterns play out time and time again now. So I decided to create this quiz because what I've learned in doing my work is that, yes, you can start a business that on paper is what you think you want to do today. But by and large, most women will find that they hit a point where it no longer becomes fun or fulfilling. Now, there are a few reasons for that, and that's why my mother change system has 6 parts. And the first part is really figuring out what gifts you have now and what came from your mother change, but really looking farther back than that into all the different initiations you've walked through in life. Then figuring out, okay, well, how do I want to bring those gifts to the world in terms of my self-expression? Like, who am I and how do I want to express myself? This crops up a lot with my mamas when it comes to marketing, if they don't know what their essence is. And only once you've figured all of that out and gotten yourself feeling good, because as we know, most moms are exhausted, so we have to tackle that, then they can start a business. Then they can come up with a business idea that is fulfilling at a soul level. But really, her desire to make that change in the first place is most often rooted in her mother change. So there's something powerful that happens when we as mothers hold a soul in our wombs. Something happens. The veils become thinner. We open up. And I hear lots of women say, I was cracked open by motherhood. They say things like, my identity shattered into 1,000 pieces when I became a mom. And I had to put those pieces back together. Now, again, this often comes from the Phoenix mother because that's primarily who I work with. So let me tell you about the 4 mother change types and you can see what resonates with you. because it's really the foundation for so much of what makes us feel nourished and happy and successful as mothers, because we have to do things in a new way when we become moms. And that's partly why I'm pivoting to serve moms specifically, because they do require a different framework, whether they're in business or just in life. So the first mother change type is the shadow mother. And these are moms whose womb is quickened by death. Ooh, that's big, right? I mean, it is big. These are the moms who lose their babies. And something very particular happens when you experience that. Instead of pulling life through your creation center, you actually come into contact with death. And what happens is these women become very deep and very wise very quickly, often before they are ready for the amount of wisdom that comes through. And part of the reason for that is they literally are cracked open physically and emotionally. And so they have to go on this deep journey of inner healing just to heal from that loss. So there's a lot of wisdom that they accumulate in figuring out how to heal themselves. And what this does is, on the other side, well, they're far more compassionate than they were before. They're deep and they have strength and wisdom. So much strength and wisdom. But the challenge for shadow mothers is they're invisible a lot of the time. You know, culturally, we don't really talk about miscarriage or stillbirth or abortion or any of the ways that we lose our children. It's taboo, so much so that, you know, many women are encouraged to not share that they're pregnant until they're through the first trimester, as if, you know, they're supposed to suffer through a loss alone. I think in large part this is because our society doesn't quite know how to grieve. We're not comfortable with death and grief and things that are really part of the natural cycle of life. And when we lived closer to the land, we were closer to death. You know, we killed our own food, so there was really no separation. But now, you know, we buy our meat from the grocery store. Everything is much more sanitized. You know, these are the moms for whom life does not come with a trigger warning. It just happens to them. And they have to learn how to move through that and to heal. And the challenge for them is, you know, how do you end up feeling empowered on the other side of that loss when no one even sees you? No one really knows how to support you. Well, that's part of the work that I do now, is helping these shadow mothers not just heal from their loss, but actually claim their gifts, their wisdom, and come out the other side empowered. And part of that is getting them comfortable feeling seen so that they can receive the support they need. And there's a particular methodology to doing that, which I've now walked through myself twice, because I've lost three daughters in my second trimester. And I'll tell you right now, my healing process with Rebecca was vastly different than when I lost my twins, because the way that I approached getting support, getting seen, and that deep inner trauma healing, it was completely different. So my work with shadow mothers, it's almost like a prefix to the mother change system, because I kind of have to get them to the place where the other mothers would begin when they welcome a life to the world. So now let's talk about the Phoenix mother. Ah, Phoenix moms, these are firecrackers. But it's not comfortable for Phoenix moms, because when they birth a soul, when they carry a soul, their soul awakens too in a big, big way. Though they might not put those words to it. These are the moms who, and I was one of these moms when I had my son Gideon, and I have quite a few friends who have gone on to start businesses who went through their own Phoenix path. And the way it usually looks is you have a woman, type A, straight A, grade A woman. She did all the things. She has a great career, great job. She has her shit together. I don't usually curse, but I will for the Phoenix. She has it all together. And then she becomes a mom and she thinks that everything's going to go back to normal. And suddenly she's like, I don't even recognize myself. I literally don't recognize myself. My body feels different. It's way more sensitive now. I don't like my work. Like, why aren't I happy in this job that on paper is a really great job with these, you know, supportive colleagues and bosses? And I don't know how to connect with my friends because it doesn't seem like they're struggling existentially the way that I am, but suddenly I feel out of balance. I don't know who the heck I am, and I know I'm supposed to do something different, but I have no idea what. She's like the phoenix because she's essentially reborn. She has this new identity, a new purpose, and a new body, and it's extremely isolating for her. Because often the Phoenix mother feels like no one gets what she's going through. You know, she might look at her friends who are power mothers who go back to work and seem to be thriving. And yes, they're tired from not getting sleep, but the structure of their life is still working for them. Whereas the Phoenix mom, honestly, she kind of feels like the house is burning down around her and she needs to build something entirely new, but she doesn't know what. And on the other side, Phoenix moms often start businesses because typically when they go back to the corporate world or whatever they were doing before, it doesn't quite fit who they are now. And so she has to go on a whole journey to figure out who she is, what she wants, and how to do it while feeling good because she's just way more intuitive and sensitive now than she used to be. So I work with a lot of Phoenix mothers who want to start businesses. And this is part of the reason I created the Mother Change System and Quiz, because I realized that to fully support the Phoenix mother as an entrepreneur, and we often see her as an entrepreneur, but not always, we have to go back to the beginning of her journey. We have to go back to the place where she experiences that soul level shift and figure out, what are your gifts now? How do you want to express those in a way that feels really authentic to you? Because it's probably not how you expressed yourself before. How do we make you feel good? And now what do you want to do for work? And there are a few other pieces of the system too. I can talk about that at the end of the show. But our third mother change type, these are the legacy mothers. And I like to think of them as my earth mamas because they have this natural groundedness and warmth. And part of the reason for that is they become fully embodied when they become mothers. So some legacy moms, if you talk to them, they'll be like, oh yeah, I always knew I wanted to be a mom. But some of them, it actually takes them by surprise. I know quite a few corporate moms who were like, oh yeah, I'm going to go back to work and, you know, I'm just going to have a kid along for the ride, which is kind of like a power mother. And then suddenly she has her kids and she's like, oh my gosh, this is my true purpose. Like this is what fulfills me. And wow, I'm really, really good at it. And it comes naturally to me. Legacy moms just have this energy that fills them when they become mothers that's so yummy. Like if you've ever met that teacher or that therapist or that clergy person who you just want to hug, they're probably a legacy mother because they have this natural ability to care for others. And caring for others is actually how they find their soul level fulfillment. So while Phoenix mothers, they usually find that they're called to something specific. And often it relates in some way to the unique initiations they've been through. Some sort of hard experience they went through usually informs what they're called to do for their sacred work. But legacy mothers, often they find their fulfillment in their careers in caring for others. So many legacy mothers are stay-at-home moms or teachers, therapists, community leaders, clergy people, healers. They are fulfilled by caring for others at a very deep level. And the challenge for them is if they're not careful, they can get really depleted because they tend to overgive. So for the legacy mom, it's really important that she gets that time to herself and that she understands how to fill her energetic cup because she is constantly giving even if she's not conscious of it. You can probably hear my kitty cat in the background. He's like begging to come in. I think it's probably the discussion of legacy mothers. I'm going to let him in. Hang on just one quick second. Dante's joining us for the rest of this show, so you may hear him meowing in the background. I always love my cats. Love to come in when I'm doing deep work. So our legacy mothers, they're really important because they almost function as sort of an anchor in society. They ground us into what matters, and they help support us at a very foundational level. They make us feel safe. They keep us nourished and they keep us feeling emotionally secure. So they're really, really important. Now, I've seen legacy mothers go on to start businesses too, and it's interesting. And for many of them, it actually comes around when their kids go back to school because they have extra time on their hands and they're so called to care for others that sometimes they start looking for ways that they can do that on their own terms with their gifts. So I often think about a client of mine who was a kindergarten teacher and then became a stay-at-home mom. And then when her children went back to school, she started a business, leveraging all of those skills, supporting parents. So again, being in a role that's caring very deeply for the rest of us. So legacy mom's really important. Now, power mother, oh, she's a badass. And I have a lot of friends who are power mothers. My mom was a power mother. And what's really special about her is that she usually has a pretty solid sense of who she is before she has kids. And she's awesome. She's usually really, really successful. And she's an expert at basically integrating her kids into her life. She's amazing at figuring out how to make things work for her. So, you know, part of this is because power moms, she really values her relationships. So her friends, her partner, she likes adventure. She likes to go on trips and vacations as well as her career. So to be a successful mom, she'll figure out how to pull in the support that she needs. So often power mom will, she'll hire a nanny maybe when she goes back to work. And we often see her, like I think of my friends who were power mothers who breastfed while they were on Zoom calls, presenting as directors at big tech companies. And this is really typical of a power mother. She kind of wants it all and she'll figure out how to do it all. She'll probably sacrifice some sleep to do it. You know, it's not all perfect for her. But she's pretty good at looking at her life and being like, this is the structure that I like. I still value the things that were important to me before I had kids. So now how do I need to shift things so that I can still do what's important to me? So that I can still go to ladies' night and grab a glass of wine with my girlfriends. Now, for power mother, you know, she's so smart. She often has lots of ideas that she doesn't have the time to implement, but she's so good at doing it that she thinks she can. So she tends to overcommit a little bit. And often she neglects self-care just because her plate is so full. So for power mom, it's really important for her self-care rituals to be super accessible for her, usually in her house, like having a thing of Epsom salt next to her bath so she can take a 10-minute magnesium bath before bed. You know, making it really quick, really easy for her because she likes to do the things that are important to her and she doesn't want to sacrifice that. But now that she's a mom, you know, she can get more overloaded. So power moms, I see power moms start businesses really not as much as the phoenixes or the shadow mothers on the other side of their journey. And that's usually because power mom's pretty happy in the structure she had before she had kids. So, you know, often I see power moms stay at their same jobs for quite some time. I like to think of these as the Sheryl Sandbergs because if she does feel the calling to do something, she often does it to improve things for the other women or the other people in her structure. So, you know, I've seen moms start like the moms group at their office, like moms in tech, or I've seen power mothers leave the workforce and start companies that are actually designed to help working parents. So again, she kind of stays within the structure of her life that was already working for her because she loves it so much and it's a great life. So as you can tell, these four types, they're pretty distinct and they change us. I mean, we are all changed when we become pregnant, when we become mothers. And each of these types comes with very specific gifts and challenges. And remember, you know, no one is just one of the types. You actually have a secondary type. So if you think about it, there are really more like 16 subtypes, and I'll probably come out with a little offering at some point for you to figure out kind of what your subtype tells you about your role and the type of sacred work that you might want to pursue. So for example, like I'm a shadow primary, I think these days, and a phoenix secondary. So Right now I'm calling those something like a resurrection mother, because, you know, you go through the death initiation and then you go through this fiery awakening. And so resurrection mothers have a very particular path. And I've seen this many times with shadow mothers who have a rainbow baby and have that soul awakening. Those mothers go on to do extraordinary things. But what it really comes down to is that understanding your mother change allows you to figure out where you need to support yourself, how you uniquely need to be supported, and then it gives you some insight into kind of where you need to start looking if you feel like you need to make a change in life. So if you're feeling exhausted and you're a Phoenix mother, well, having a more sensitive body, that's just part of you now, my love. So there are certain practices and rituals that you're going to want to do to care for that body, and certain mental shifts that you need to make to allow yourself to receive that care. If you're a shadow mother, and you know whether or not you have a rainbow baby, there are certain things that you have to do to change the narrative around your loss so that you can actually end up empowered by it and seen for it, so that everything you learned through that crucible is something that you get to be valued for in your work and by the people around you in a way that they actually understand. Because if you're anything like the shadow mothers I know, often you just feel like people don't understand you because it's not even comfortable to talk about, but it's such a foundational thing that has defined you. It's like, how could you not talk about it or want to be seen for it? So, you know, for legacy mothers, a lot of it really comes down to knowing how to receive and knowing how to ask for what they need because they overgive so much. Now, the mother change system, it's structured kind of as a wheel. So we move around the wheel and we basically go on a whole journey together. And if you're a shadow mother, we kind of start you even before that. But ultimately, what I've uncovered is that mothers have to go back to the source of their gifts. They have to go back to the beginning, because when you carry a soul and you birth that soul, chances are your inner wise woman, it woke up. There was something that was awakened or initiated in you that is going to change the course of your path. Now, especially if you're already an entrepreneur, this is something that's important for you to know, because often I see moms get into situations at work, in business, in marketing, or in life where they're like, I'm doing all the things that I was supposed to do and I'm not feeling good. I'm not enjoying this. I'm not feeling joyful. This doesn't feel right for me. So what am I doing wrong? And this can happen with women who have successful businesses. It can happen with women who are just starting out, or it can happen with women who are like, I know I want to make a change, but I don't even know where to start. So going back to the mother change gives us a portal to do some of that deeper work so that you can basically align more to what I call your soul path, the path that's really going to fulfill you, and so that you can walk it in a way that feels good for you. So if you haven't already, go take the Mother Change quiz, motherchangequiz.com, and then please, please, please send it to your friends, send it to your moms and your sisters and the women in your life, because there's some really beautiful insight that comes with knowing your mother change type. And when you take the quiz, I'll send you all sorts of details and practices on your type so that you can really start to activate that in your life. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I want to know more, Rachel, like I already know that I'm a Phoenix, I'm a shadow, I'm a legacy, and like I'm ready to do this work. Everything you said totally resonates. Well, great. Let's talk. I have a little quiz, another quiz, on my website. If you go to uncorporette.com, there's a link at the top that says work with me. And the work with me quiz will basically give you some insight into kind of where you might need support and how I might be able to help. So go ahead, take the quiz, forward the quiz, and just remember, the mothers around you fall into one of these four types. And you, by recognizing that in them, you empower yourself with the ability to support them in a totally new way. So I encourage you to take the quiz, forward the quiz, and stay tuned into the podcast because we're going to be going deeper into each of these four types. And I promise you know all of these four. And I know you love all of these four. And I'd love for you to learn how to support them. So I'm sending you so much love, so many blessings, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.